Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Oh boy, are you feeling the winter blues? What is this Arctic blast going on out there? And last time I looked, it wasn't even Thanksgiving yet. Oh gosh, the whole weather thing is making me crazy, driving me crazy, and it's a very short drive. So there's no one in the planet who could better explain what's going on with winter blues and seasonal affective disorder than the founder. The scientist who discovered this, Dr. Norman Rosenthal, who's followed by millions, who has written the seminal books for consumers and the articles for researchers and for all of the professionals out there who are trying to help us with seasonal affective disorder. His book is Winter Blues, Everything You Need to Know to Beat Seasonal Affective Disorder. Dr. Rosenthal, my wonderful neighbor and friend and walking buddy. Welcome back to Her Radio. You are one of our favorite people, a psychiatrist, a scientist, and one of the most renowned physicians on this planet. So we're going to start right off and ask you, please define seasonal affective disorder and why are we feeling that winter blue?
Well, great to be here, Pam. And first of all, you need to understand that it's a spectrum, that there are some people who are so badly affected in the winter that they can hardly get out of bed. And then that goes all the way down the spectrum to people who just don't feel themselves. They're less creative. They're less productive. If you're a writer, then thoughts don't come to your mind. And whatever it is you're trying to create or do, you're just dragging yourself. So there's a spectrum. But what really happens is that as the light begins to wane, varies from person to person and from where people live. It could be as early as September, October, certainly by November, people are beginning to feel something is going on in their head different from how they felt in the summer. Difficulty waking up in the morning, increased need for sleep. Now, this piece, of course, is very well known to you. They begin to go for taboo foods, sweets and starches, and the weight begins to creep on. They can't think. They can't concentrate. They don't want to socialize, especially at a time when people are expected to socialize. This is a real handicap, the holiday season. They withdraw from friends, from family, and in the end, they can get quite depressed and sad and down and fail in various important ways. And then, of course, when spring comes, things reverse. But who wants to be 4 or 5 months out of the year in the kind of state that I've just described?
Nobody.
Hey, Norm, it's Michelle, Norm.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. You're kind of describing me, and I live in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's nice and sunny.
Well, it's
what's
you're,
wrong with
you're
that
in the right place.
tell us what causes SAD?
Well, it's fundamentally, it's this interaction between three forces, like this perfect storm. You've got a genetic susceptibility, you've got a lack of light, and you've got stress. And when those three come together, that's the formula for SAD. So it runs in families, women get it more than men, and it is something that you probably don't have enough serotonin receptors. That's the big neurotransmitter that's kind of risen to the surface from all these studies. There's a lot of data that these people don't have the same way of handling this neurotransmitter in their brain, serotonin, that happens to be boosted by light. So what's going on is that in the summer, when there's lots and lots of light, there's enough serotonin. But as the light decreases, it falls below a certain threshold, and there's not enough. So that's why they go for sweets and starches, which are known to very briefly boost brain serotonin, but not for long enough to be any use. As they say, you know, a moment on the lips and a lifetime on the hips. You know, it's quick to come and go in its brain effect, but it sticks around in other effects. So here you've got
Michelle and I are looking at our hips right now. We want to thank you for that reminder, Norm.
Thanks, Norm. I was already depressed.
I know, seriously.
Now, stress, of course, you complete the trifecta by adding stress.
I know. There's no question about it. All right. So now we're all depressed, and we've got, you know, lips and hips going.
We're sad.
and now we're all sad. So what are the treatment options? What's someone going to do? Should we all move to Arizona and have the whole country fall off the face of the earth because there's too many people in that state? What are we going to do? What are treatment options if you're up in the Northeast? I know, seriously. No, you don't, because you're going to have too many neighbors. So what do you do with this, Norm?
Well, the thing is, we can't all move. We're rooted where we are in many instances for all kinds of reasons, professional, social. We're just familiar with it. I'm here in the Washington, D.C. area. I've been here for years. I love it. I have my work here, and I love a lot of things about it. But I do not love the short winter days. So what can I do? I can modify my lighting environment with special light fixtures, light boxes, therapeutic light boxes that I use in the morning is the best time, but often on through the day, especially on one of these dark, cloudy days. And I exercise, of course, which is great for everybody, but especially great if you've got sad. And then try to minimize stress. For example, if you're one of these people, don't set a deadline of April 1 for your taxes or April 15. Get an extension. Do them when you've got more energy. Because, you know, putting stress on yourself when you're not really your best self is a formula for pushing yourself under.
Boy, that's a great tip, right? I mean, just the whole thing about, you know, kind of push stuff aside that doesn't really make you feel good, like paying taxes and do it later, because it does help. That's I wouldn't even have thought of that, Norm, but what a great idea. So when should someone actually go to a doctor if they suspect that they have SAD, SAD?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, I think all the time we're making judgment calls as to when to go to a doctor and when to manage something ourselves. You know, as they say, you can't take a cold to a doctor, but if you've got pneumonia, you certainly better get to a doctor. So just like that analogy, SAD can be mild. If it's mild, you can treat it yourself. If you are despairing, don't feel like you've got a future, dark thoughts, see a doctor. If your sleep or eating is way out of whack, go see a doctor. Or if you're just floundering and your important things in your life are in jeopardy, your relationships, your job, that's not a time to be just self-helping. That's a time to get professional assistance.
Well, Norm, we have limited time now. Can you just tell us in a couple sentences why it is that seasonal affective disorder is diagnosed more often in women than men, but men may have more severe symptoms? What's the quick and dirty on this?
Quick and dirty is that there is evidence maybe that in women the serotonin systems in the brain may not be as robust as men. That may boost their vulnerability to SAD. Men, I think, don't do so well in accepting that they've got problems that need to be treated. And that's why I think their symptoms get worse before they seek help.
Excellent. We can't thank you enough. Once again, Dr. Norman Rosenthal, who is the author of Winter Blues, Everything You Need to Know to Beat Seasonal Affective Disorder. His website is normanrosenthal.com. Read it. This is a fabulous book. And Norm, thanks once again for helping all of our listeners on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thank you, Norm. It's always such a pleasure to have you on. You're listening to her radio. Yes, thank you. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Like us and follow us on Twitter. Stay well.